you know, he's, you know, an all-purpose back, man. Everybody knows that. He's, you know, he's one of the faster backs in the league, but he's also one of the bigger backs in the league. So it's just like he can do it. He can do inside. He can do outside. He can catch the ball. And that O-line is blocking really well for him right now. And, you know, he just got his groove, man.
As far as that balance goes, Devontae was telling me he's kind of similar to Alvin Kamara. Do you kind of see that in a way?
I can see that because they use him in some situations. You know, they use some plays kind of the same, too. You know, you don't see people, you know, that big all the time running a lot of toss plays outside perimeter, but also running inside. And that's how 41 is from Saints. You know, he can do both. He can do inside and out, and there's not many of them like that.
Ricardo, Jared Goff is someone who kind of flies under the radar because he's still pretty new to the league. What is he good at?
Sure, he's good at controlling his offense. He's good at winning. You know, he's doing good enough. He made it to this spot, man. You know, he's doing a really good job of taking care of the ball, too. I don't think he's throwing many interceptions either, man. And, you know, he's been really high with his percentage. I think he's been 70%, you know, when he's throwing the ball. So, man, you know, he's been taking care of the ball real well. He's been controlling that offense. He's been getting them in the best place, you know, possible, because you can see he has a lot of double plays. He goes out there sometimes with double plays. You see the defense. He's checking plays, man. He's really jumped since last time we played him.
How important is wrapping up this week against a team like that?
Man, always. You know, we come in every week in and week out, and we talk about tackling. And, you know, if you can stop tackling, man, you know, everybody knows we're a zone defense. Everybody knows how to flood our defense. Everybody knows how to get one-on-one matchups. But when you get out there and you make those one-on-one tackles sometimes, and they got a play that's designed to maybe be thrown short, and you make that tackle for 1 or 2 yards, 3 yards, it sometimes get them off schedule.
Grady said that you guys are going to give up some big plays here and there, but how do you move past that as a player?
Move on. Yeah. Next play. You got to, man. It's just, you got to be ready to focus on the next play, because if you stuck in that same play, man, you know, the game's gone on, your teammates have moved on. Majority of the people who, you know, stay down on themselves is, you know, because they think their teammates care. But, you know, we're a team. We know we've all messed up, and we know we're all human. So you just got to move on, man. Let's go.
Do you like being in a situation where everybody's kind of doubting you a little bit? The guy went 3 on the road.
I just like being in the playoffs, man. I don't give a damn. I don't care what spot we in. I just like being in the playoffs, man. I don't care how I look.
Ricardo, what about
experience and confidence?
Man, just to be in the playoffs last year and to be in this year, like I said, the confidence and all that kind of stuff can transition over. And yes, we have been in this situation before, and we know this is make it count ball, you know, so, you know, we're good in this kind of situations.
Steady improvement your defense has shown in the last 2 months, pretty much every week. I mean, that's got to be a good sign for you guys going in.
Yeah, man, that's always a plus for us, man. We always striving to be, you know, better every week. And, you know, even though we're one of the best defense in the league now, we still want to strive to be even better. We want to be the best.
Is there anything you guys are doing differently?
Say that again?
Anything you're doing differently for the improvement, or is just time and experience?
Just time and experience, man. Communication, just being with your brothers a little more, just, you know, seeing the same situations, you know, being in the same situations over and over again. You know, going against, you know, some teams, you know, maybe sometimes you see the same. You know, it's just, you just start to get comfortable in your spots and your roles and what, you know, you start to figure out what teams want to do to you.
You like seeing that the turnovers are finally starting to come your way a little bit?
Oh, yeah, man, I like that.
What does that mean as far as going into that? That can be an important thing going into the playoffs.
Yeah, man, going into the playoffs, you know, man, in the playoffs it's a high percentage of, if you win a turnover battle, you typically win the game, man. So you go in there, you always got to have that focus on the ball and trying to get the ball every chance you can.
Ricardo, what about the Rams receivers? What do they bring to the table?
Everything. You know, they got the big wide receiver. They got the fast. You know, they got big and fast. You know, they got Sammy Watkins. Robert Woods been doing good. Cooper Kupp. You know, man, Tavon Austin, you know, he's a running back wide receiver. They got it all. They got the jet sweep guy. They got the reverse guys. They got the deep ball guy. They got the middle guy. So, man, it's not, you know, anything that they couldn't do. So, it's just, man, we got to go out there and we got to play ball. That's how it is. I like that kind of matchup.